This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome back to Dishing It Up. You know, we have a tremendous amount of top chefs here in Arizona. Sometimes we lose them. They go off to work at famous restaurants or food meccas like Las Vegas. But if we're lucky, they stay right here. And so it is with one of my favorite chefs, Chef Michael Rusconi of Rusconi's American Kitchen. It's basically at Tatum and Shea in Phoenix. Hi, Chef. How are you?
I'm great, Jan. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, you have worked at some of the most important Arizona restaurants, La Hacienda, Tea Cooks. Then a few years ago, you decided to hang up your own shingle. And Rusconi's American Kitchen, well, it's been humming ever since, even with COVID, right, Chef?
You know, we are doing really well all through this. We've been very fortunate. I have a very loyal following that supported us really well through this. So, I don't know. We're kind of blessed.
Well, and, you know, I think that is what is so great about Arizona and the food scene, too. Your customers are very loyal, but you've always given them exactly what they want and what they love. And, you know, it's challenging. You were saying that being okay is the new normal instead of being great or over the top or making your numbers. It's we're hanging in there. That's the new normal. And that makes me so sad.
It's okay. You know, okay is good. But,
yes.
You know, with our seating restrictions and, you know, people are rightfully don't really want to go out that much right now. The amount of guests that can come into the restaurants is limited, and we're doing okay. We're paying our bills. We're getting by. And I think that right now that's the best any restaurant can expect.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the concept for Rusconi's and some of the things on the menu that you love right now.
You know, we're open for Saturday and Sunday brunch now.
Good for you.
And that's gone over really well. So we have a really wonderful brunch menu. We're doing some roasted pork chilaquiles that I really like, you know, with kind of the Arizona influence there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my food is based in Mediterranean, going back to my days at Mary Elaine's at the Phoenician. So there's a lot of those kind of influences. But, you know, with an Arizona twist, working with Vincent kind of taught me that. So we just have some really wonderful. We have a kitchen Benedict. We make with short ribs, you know, a couple poached eggs, some hollandaise sauce, English muffins, creamy grits,
wow.
Some wonderful stuff like that.
That's I'm so glad you mentioned your new Saturday brunch because, first of all, Arizona is a brunch state, right? We have the opportunity so many more days of the year to enjoy a Saturday brunch. And brunch is just super popular. It always has been. And it's great to find a spot that you love that you can bring guests to. So I'm so happy you're doing Saturday brunch. I know it's not an easy task, but I'm glad you're doing it.
No, it's gone over great. And everybody seems to love our $5 Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Well, yeah.
We sell a lot of those.
That's awesome. Now, Christmas Eve is coming up in a couple of weeks. What have you got? Are you going to be open and what's on the menu?
You know, we will be open for Christmas Eve, and it's going to be a very special menu that we're going to do. I think it's $58. It's three courses. We have things on there like beef tenderloin. I think we're bringing in some grouper from Florida. A lot of really wonderful stuff.
I think that's going to be fantastic. Listen, if you haven't had Chef Michael Rusconi's food, oh, that Christmas Eve might be the time to enjoy it. You do such a great job. By the way, Chef, guess what I did last night?
You cooked dinner?
No, I took a cooking class from Chef Michael Rusconi on your Facebook page. You were doing the apple and sweet potato soup, I think. You found a little niche doing cooking classes online. I love that. Tell me about how that came about.
When COVID hit, we didn't have anything to do. So I'm like, hey, let's do an online cooking class. So we started doing it every Wednesday at 2:00. And it's gone over extremely well. You can go back on our website and view all of those cooking classes that I've done.
I love them. I love that you take the time to really explain you know, why you're doing what type of apples. And then is it live? Are you taking questions from the audience as well?
You know, it is live. We do take questions. And that's so much fun to be able to answer questions from the guests.
Now, earlier in the show, I have been working on my own homemade chicken soup for years and years and years. And recently I added a couple of twists to it, which I think is insanely delicious. Do you make a good homemade chicken soup at home? And what are some of the recipes that you think everybody should definitely learn to make?
I think a good chicken stock, everything, all good soups start with a good chicken stock.
Yes.
Stock. You know, we've gotten the habit of, you know, sometimes when we're in a rush, we buy a whole roasted chicken from the store, and you know, we take everything off the bone, and we have that chicken carcass left over. We throw it in a pot with carrots, onions, celery, cover it with water, let it simmer for about 6 hours, strain it off, and you have a really, really wonderful chicken stock that's fantastic for soup. It's very flavorful.
Yeah, it is. You know my mama, she's from Venice, and if we have like a Thanksgiving together, everybody goes home with leftovers, but mom's got the big bag of the carcass, right? She she wants the necks and the bones and the backs because she knows exactly what she's going to do with it, and I'm the same way. Who hears about leftovers? Give me the carcass.
Yeah.
But Chef, you're at the restaurant all the time. Do you actually cook at home? Most chefs I know, just they're so exhausted, they go home, they have cereal, a PB&J, and you know, a cheese sandwich, and call it good.
Well, I do that from time to time, but no, we cook at home, especially now with the restaurant being closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. My wife and I stay at home and we cook and we have a good time.
Yeah. I noticed that in your cooking class that I watched, you were talking about the air purification system in the restaurant that circulates fresh air. Is that unusual for a restaurant, or are you unique to that?
No, it's not unusual. What's unique to my restaurant is we have an exhibition kitchen, which means our kitchen is completely open to the dining room.
Yes.
But the challenge and the blessing that creates is that we have our exhaust system, because of the amount of smoke, especially with my wood-burning grill, the amount of smoke that we have to pull out of the environment so it doesn't drift off into the dining room. We have to be evacuating a tremendous amount of air.
Yeah.
And that is replaced by fresh makeup air that comes from the outside.
Oh, that's good to know.
The air in my restaurant is always being circulated, and I think it's why we haven't had any COVID issues in my restaurant. I've had no employees get sick.
Amazing. That's good.
We've been really lucky, and I think it has a lot to do with that. And we were wearing masks at the restaurant before we were required to do so.
Yeah.
And I think that's really kept our employees safe, the whole team safe.
I love that. All right, Chef, we have 30 seconds left. Tell me what we should come in and enjoy on the menu this week.
Oh, come in and try my blackberry glazed salmon. We grill the salmon over pecan wood. Mm. I make this blackberry glaze. It's become nearly famous.
Ooh.
And, come on in and try it out. We serve it with tomatillo sauce. It's wonderful.
Oh, listen, everything you do, Chef, is fantastic. And that's why people come to you and support you for years and years and years. We're talking with Chef Michael Rusconi with Rusconi's American Kitchen. It's at Tatum and Shea. Chef, what is the name of the shopping center there?
Paradise Gateway Village Shopping Center.
Yes, right there at Tatum and Shea. And you can get more information about Saturday brunch and the cooking classes and Christmas Eve menu and their everyday menu at Rusconi's Kitchen. That's Rusconi's Kitchen.com. Thank you, Chef. Have a great week.
Thank you, Jan. Thanks for having me on.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.